is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky marked the 500th day of the war Saturday by hailing the country's soldiers in a video from a Black Sea island that became the symbol of Ukraine's resilience in the face of the Russian invasion. Speaking from Snake Island, Zelensky honored the Ukrainian soldiers who fought for the island and all other defenders of the country, saying that reclaiming control of the island is a great proof that Ukraine will regain every bit of its territory. The U.S. military says Russian fighter jets have harassed American drones over Syria for a third day in a row this week. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In a statement, the U.S. military said that Friday's encounter between Russian aircraft and three U.S. MQ-9 drones lasted for about 2 hours. The head of the U.S. Air Force's Central Command said Russian jets flew 18 unprofessional close passes. He said this caused the drones to react in order to avoid unsafe situations. Tension between Russian and U.S. troops is not uncommon in Syria, as both countries conduct patrols on the ground as well as overflights. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden leaves tomorrow for a European trip that focuses on NATO.
President Biden's three-nation visit begins in the UK, where he meets with King Charles at Windsor Castle, their first visit since the coronation. Then he'll meet with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. Next is a flight to Lithuania, which is hosting the annual NATO summit. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg Friday said,
"At the summit, we'll make Ukraine even more stronger and set out a vision for its future."
President Biden participates in meetings Tuesday and Wednesday, and then Thursday travels to NATO's newest member nation, Finland.
AP's Jackie Quinn. This is VOA News. An airstrike in a Sudanese city on Saturday killed at least 22 people, according to authorities, and one of the deadliest air attacks yet in the 3 months of fighting between the country's rival generals. The assault took place in a neighborhood and neighboring city of the capital, Khartoum. The ministry posted video footage that showed dead bodies on the ground with sheets covering them and people trying to pull the dead from the rubble. Others attempted to help the wounded. People could be heard crying. Israel's UN ambassador calls on the Secretary General to retract his condemnation of the country for excessive use of force and targeting a refugee camp in the West Bank. AP correspondent Julie Walker with more.
The UN says Secretary General Antonio Guterres stands by his views and that Israeli airstrikes and attacks on the Jenin refugee camp killed 12 Palestinians, including 4 children, and injured 140. Tamara El-Rifai with the UN's refugee agency UNRWA says a colleague on the ground noted this.
In such a densely populated camp, the cemetery is already full.
And there was significant damage to the camp.
There are some 900 houses that have been damaged.
Israel says the offensive focused on Palestinian militants targeting innocent Israeli civilians, and the Secretary General's remarks were shameful. I'm Julie Walker.
Hundreds of protesters defied a ban Saturday to march in central Paris against police violence a week after riots sparked by the killing of a teenager in a Parisian suburb. Reuters' Alice Rizzo tells us more.
Police were seen dispersing the crowd from Paris's huge Place de la République, sending several hundred people towards the White Boulevard Magenta, where they were seen marching peacefully. Paris police initially banned the protest, saying it was a risk to public order, a week after France was rocked by riots sparked by the killing by a police officer of 17-year-old Nael at a traffic stop in a suburb of the French capital. French police has come under scrutiny after the incident. Saturday's protest at the Place de la République was called by the family of Adama Traoré, a black Frenchman who died in police custody in 2016 in circumstances similar to the killing of George Floyd in the United States.
That's Reuters' Alice Rizzo. A solemn peace march has started through forests in eastern Bosnia in memory of the 1995 massacre, Europe's only acknowledged genocide since World War II. The annual 100-kilometer march on Saturday retraces a route taken by thousands of men and boys from a Bosniak ethnic group made up primarily of Muslims who were slaughtered as they tried to flee. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.